الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, the ayat which I have mentioned several times in different contexts, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, how can they deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu? How can you deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Kuntum amwatan, when you were dead, when you did not even exist. Thumma yuhikum, and he gave you life, and he brought you to life. Thumma yumitukum, thumma yuhikum, and he will give you death. And then he will give you life again. ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And then to him is your return. In our series on upbringing of children, what I want to remind myself and you today is this inalienable and completely unalterable, even if somebody wants to alter it, fact, which is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away this life which He gave us, and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our return. And this is a fact, whether we like to believe it or we like to deny it. Denying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu does not only mean shirk, does not only mean kufr, does not only mean ilhad, does not only mean being an atheist. To deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also to deliberately disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To act as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not exist. To act as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot see. To act as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot hear. To act as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not know. To act as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot do anything. To act as if there is no return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also denial of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not just a matter of saying, I did not say, I'm not an atheist, I believe in God, no. Or I believe in Allah, no. That is one level of denial, this is another level of denial. But both are denial. Because if we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu exists, that He can see, He can hear, He knows, He can do whatever He wants to do, and that to Him is our return, if we actually believe that, then this belief must be visible in our actions, in our speech, in our decisions, in our dealings. And if that is not visible in these things, then that belief is a lie. That is a lie. We are lying to ourselves because we are not lying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows what is there, what's the reality. We lie to ourselves. And lying to ourselves does not change anything, my brothers and sisters. I remind myself and you, we can lie to ourselves until we are green in the face, it will not change the reality. So therefore, in the upbringing of children, the challenge is to connect the children to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. And that connection comes through correcting ourselves in this way. That connection comes through correcting ourselves in this way. In the old days, I don't know how I've not seen an electrician working for a long time, but what I remember of electricians working is that before they joined two wires together, they used to have these copper wires which would get the green copper oxide on them where they are exposed. So the electrician first, he shaves off the insulation, the black stuff, and then he polishes that green stuff off until the copper wire is shining, and only then he can connect. Then only the current will flow. If you try to connect the wire with the insulation on it and with the copper oxide coating on it, then the current doesn't flow. And this is the cleaning of that. How can we connect our children to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we ourselves are unconnected? How can you light a fire when your fire is dead? How can you light a lamp when your lamp is dead? How can you connect to Allah when you have no connection to Allah yourself? And this is the greatest disservice that you can do to your children if you end up like this. And it's the greatest service you can do to them if you connect them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi was dying, his last moments of his life, when his brother-in-law, Al-Walid bin Marwan, who was going to be the Khalifa after him, he came into the room and he said, "What have you done to your children?" He said, "You have left them destitute. There is nothing. You don't have anything. All that you had, you have given away in charity. Your children have nothing. They have no wealth." He said, "Give me permission." Because he is the uncle of the children, he is the mamu. But, you know, because the father is alive, so he said, "Give me permission. I would like to give each one of my nieces and nephews 100,000 gold dinar each. I would like to give them, allow me, give me the permission to give them this gift, because they have nothing. You have left them with, there is no virasat, there is nothing. When you die, they will get nothing." Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi said, "I have connected them with Allah. I have taught them how to take from the treasures of Allah. They don't need you and they don't need your money." He said, "Go from here." Can we say this about ourselves? And if we cannot say this about our children, then it's a time to stop whatever you are doing. Whatever it is, stop whatever you are doing. And reflect and say, what is my responsibility towards my children? My brothers and sisters, it is not enough if we create worldly wealth, because that worldly wealth we leave behind, and illa mashallah, that worldly wealth is always a means of fitna, a means of fighting, a means of discord between people. As part of my work, one of the things that I do is arbitrate between family members of extremely wealthy business families. These are clients of mine. And I arbitrate between them. I am private to information, which obviously I will not disclose to anybody, but I am private to information. Just take my word for it. Believe me, their wealth, if you are born 20 times again, you will not be able to reach any fraction of their wealth. That much of wealth they have. Your wealth, people like you and your wealth, they can buy and sell in a day and they won't even know where it's gone. But they are people who are suffering from mental illnesses. They are people who are suffering from physical illnesses, from psychosomatic illnesses, because of the wealth. Hatred, hearts filled with fire for each other. Brother will not look at brother's face. Father will not look at the children's face. Children are waiting for the father to die. They are praying for the father to die. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. The wealth is a curse. Their wealth is a curse on them. Muslim families, I'm not talking about non-Muslim families. Muslim families, their wealth is a curse on them. Believe me, wealth that comes without the connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a curse. And we are focused only on this. Money, money, money. We think the money will solve. Money will solve nothing. Money will multiply your problems. Money will not only not solve the problem, money will multiply your problems. If the money comes without the connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jalla jalaluhu. If the money comes in your heart, which should be filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, which should be filled with the love of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and if that heart is filled with the love of this dunya, inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. And the sign of this, whether it is filled with dunya or whether it is filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is in the decisions we take. Do you give precedence to the dunya or do you give precedence to the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal? Which one? And what I have learnt from my teachers is that alhamdulillah, if you have a struggle in your heart and you choose in favor of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a good thing. But that struggle itself is a sign of sickness. The teachers of mine who have told me, why is there a struggle? Why is there a struggle? I'm talking about a different level of taqwa, but I'm just saying that even to have a struggle by the people who are connected to Allah, for them that itself is a sign of sickness. Why is there a struggle? Why do you need to decide? Why is there a dilemma? Why is there a question in your mind? even though you chose the right answer. Think about this. I mean, if you choose the wrong answer, then wallah, yeah, ajib, that day we, he's saying, even if you choose the right answer, why did you even have the question? That is where we need to bring ourselves. That's where we need to develop ourselves. Then unless we do that, believe me, it cannot be passed on to anybody. It cannot be passed on to anybody. And that day will come. That day will come. When we stand on that threshold, when the curtain is lifted, when we see the ghaib, and then we will know. Then we will know. And if what we know is good, then alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. But if what we know is not good, then that is a very bad time to know that. Because there is nothing that can be done. And that's the reason I remind myself and you, the time to change is now. The time to change is now. So seriously, I remind myself and you, stop doing whatever you're doing. Don't do anything else. Just go home, sit down, and ask yourself, am I connected to Allah? And if the answer is yes, what is the sign of that? If the answer is no, make tawbah. Allah made it very easy to connect to Him. Very easy. فَذْكُرُنِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Allah said, you make my zikr, you remember me, I will remember you. Allah made it very easy. We just have to take that decision and we have to do it. Make this decision in your life to say that I will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala no matter what. I don't care who tells me what story, I will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There cannot possibly be anything good in the disobedience of Allah, no matter who sells me what story. So I will not disobey Allah. Make this atal, make this a completely non-negotiable, unchangeable option in my life. I will not disobey Allah. Khalas. Whatever it is. I will not go against the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything else in my life will revolve around this. As long as there is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as long as there is following of the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everything else negotiable, everything else doable, no problem. I'm as flexible as water. But in these two matters, no way. No change. Not even a matter of argument. I don't want to listen to anything. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to discuss it. This will not be done. What is disobedience of Allah will not be done. Khalas. What is against the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will not be done. Then you see the barakah in your life. Then you see how Allah accepts your du'as. Then you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you wealth with khair. Allah will give you wealth without problems. Allah will give you wealth without hatred. Allah will give you wealth without illness. Allah will keep the hearts together. Your children will not fight. Your children will not be each other's enemies. Really, sometimes I see when I see the younger children, you know, so much of love and affection and everything else between the brothers and sisters and every, and the same children. Just fast forward 20 years, fast forward 30 years, they are at each other's throats. They don't look at each other's faces. They are in court. They are this, they are that. I mean, what happened? What happened? I sometimes tell people, take, now we have the technology. I say, take videos, put them in the cloud somewhere, keep a, you know, database. And then, that day, those days, 40 years later, tell your children, go there and look at those videos. You are, that is you. Don't have to look at examples anywhere else. Your own life. How come this brother of yours, who you are fighting against in the court, how come this brother of yours whose face you cannot see, how come his brother of yours, you cursing and so on and so forth, this is the same guy you used to carry around and you used to play with him and he used to play with you. How, what happened to that? Show them that. But that's because the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not there. My brothers and sisters, everything begins with that. That is the connection which joins people. If you are broken with Allah, you are broken with people. When you connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you connect with people also. And that is where we need to do. And that's the challenge as far as we are concerned as parents. Can we connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jala jalalu so that we can connect our children? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our children a blessing for us and make us a blessing for our children, so that we can connect them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and then we can meet and be together inshaAllah in the shade of his arsh on the day when there is no shade except his shade. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.